Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba said Supreme Court's mandamus protected Parliament, Constitution and Democracy. Only single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samser Jang Bahadur Rana conducts hearing at Supreme Court today. Leader Rajendra Prasad Pandey claims post of Bagmati Province Chief Minister after Astar Lakshmi Shakya resigns. Additional 1 million doses of Paracel anti-COVID-19 vaccine received from China in aid arrive Kathmandu today. An African Union suspends Sudan over military coup. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the mandamus order issued by the Supreme Court protected the Constitution and democracy. In his address to a program organized by the Nepali Congress Youth Wing Tarun Dal Central Executive Committee today, the Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister stated that the mandamus turned to be the savior of Parliament, Constitution and democracy. In a different note, he said, the government and his party preferred not to speak about the present matters related to Chief Justice and the court. Only the single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samser Jang Bahadur Rana conducted hearing in the Supreme Court today. No other benches have conducted hearing since last Monday. Chief Justice had assigned other judges also to be in the hearing benches, but they refused to join the procedures. Province Assembly member representing CPN Unified Socialist Rajendra Prasad Pandey has claimed the post of Chief Minister of Bagmati Province today. Registering his claim for the post at the office of Province Chief, Leader Pandey has submitted the signatures of 59 Province Assembly members from four different political parties. Earlier, Province Chief Yadav Chandra Sharma had called the parties to claim the post in as incumbent Chief Minister Astar Lakshmi Shakya tendered her resignation from the post. CPN Unified Socialist Party has constituted province committees in all seven provinces. Issuing a statement today, Publicity Department Chief of the party, Jagannath Khatioda, said the party designated province committee in charges, deputy in charges, chairs, vice chairs, secretaries and joint secretaries. Likewise, the party has designated leader Jalanath Kanal as respected leader and foreign department chief. The party has also issued 10-point directives to the ministers inducted in the current cabinet. The Electricity Regulatory Commission has published new electricity tariff to be effective from the 17th of November. Commission Chair Delhi Bahadur Singh unveiled the new electricity tariff amidst a press meet in Kathmandu. As per the new tariff, if a household uses 20 units of electricity, they can pay only 30 rupees service charge. Chair Singh further said the new tariff would increase the use of induction stoves and electric appliances as the tariff has been reduced. The electricity tariff for irrigation has also been reduced by 80%. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Suresh, kesa khabar kaso?
Mero sab thik chha yaar, office ma chhu. Ani ghar tayar bhayo timro?
Ah, ghar ta tayar bhayo yaar. Aba ghar ma internet, television line, ani telephone number pani linu thyo. Aba timi nai chhau yaar Nepal ma paine suvidha ko barema jankar bhayeko. Ma ta 15 barsha bhayo yaar desh bata tada bhayeko. Suggest gara na yaar, kun ramro hola?
A, internet, television line ra telephone seva ka lagi ho bhane, aankha chimle ra Nepal Telecom ko fiber to the home FTTS seva liyala. Timlai chahiyeko sabai suvidha Nepal Telecom ma pauchau. Dhukka bhayera lira huncha.
La गजब भएछ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएपछि थ्याङ्क यू यार
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Additional 1,020,000 doses of Barasol vaccines arrived Kathmandu from China today. The Department of Health Services informed that the vaccine were delivered from China under the COVAX facility. Talking to Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Naren Kharka on phone, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi had announced a vaccine grant to Nepal on the 19th of October. Health Minister Birod Kathiara has said the government's target to vaccinate all eligible citizens against COVID-19 by the 13th of April next year will be fulfilled. Talking to media persons after inspecting Biratnagar-based Kosi Hospital today, Minister Kathiara said the government was also preparing to vaccinate citizens from 12 to 18 years age group. He further said, as per the agreement already made, 10 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines from the USA and 6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines would arrive in Nepal soon. The Ministry of Health has said the COVID-19 infection rate in Nepal has now dropped to 8.1%. Speaking at the regular press briefing today, joint spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, confirmed the declining rate of COVID-19 infection in Nepal. The ministry also informed that 77,207 people were vaccinated against the COVID-19 today. Meantime, a total of 672 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal in the past 24 hours. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed that 495 people recovered from the virus infections today. Meanwhile, 8 persons died of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. With this, the corona-related death toll in the country has reached 11,380. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha, who is on an official visit to the United Arab Emirates, has held a meeting with Human Resource Minister of UAE, Dr. Abdullah Rahman Abdullah Manan Al Awar. It is reported that they discussed the matters related to the welfare and social security of the Nepali laborers in the UAE. Head coach of Nepali national football team Abdullah Al-Muttari has decided to stay in Nepal for 3 more years as the head coach. As per his Facebook post today, he signed an agreement with All Nepal Football Association ANFA regarding his term extension. Al-Muttari decided to continue coaching the Nepali national football team following talks with ANFA president Karmasiring Sherpa and the Qatar Football Association. He also announced that plans and objective of the national football team for the next 2 years would be unveiled soon. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now on some international news updates. The African Union has said it suspended Sudan from all its activities after the country's military overthrew the civilian-led transitional government in a coup. In a communique, the Pan-African body said the suspension would be in place until the effective restoration of the transitional authorities steering the country towards elections. Australia has confirmed it will lift a ban next week that has prevented its own citizens travelling overseas without permissions. Australians have spent 19 months under some of the world's strictest border rules in an effort to keep COVID-19 out. It is reported that from the 1st of November, people will no longer need an exemption to leave the country if they are fully vaccinated. A BBC report states that only Australians are eligible, but some rules for foreigners will be relaxed soon by the Australian government. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, along with partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says the Supreme Court's mandate has protected Parliament, Constitution and democracy. Only single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jangga Bahadur Rana conducts hearing at Supreme Court today. Leader Rajendra Prasad Pandey claims post of Bagmati Province Chief Minister after Austin Lakshmi Shakya resigns. Additional 1 million doses of Veracel anti-COVID-19 vaccine received from China in aid arrived Kathmandu. And African Union suspends Sudan over military coup. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.